Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of all the books that are important on how to be more profitable, including Instant Profits, including Profitability Improvement, Executive Analysis, and on and on. He is one of the smartest guys I know and probably the greatest management consultant on the planet. And our good friend Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, I love the way you exaggerate. I'll take every word.
It's all true, Steve. I've got the archives to prove it. Hey, Steve.
Slight exaggeration.
Hey, Steve. One of the things that I've done a lot of shows on, you and I've talked about this in the past, is the concept of innovation and how, in the 21st century, being innovative. Is not a means to an end, it's a way of life. It's what we need to be doing if we're going to sustain success. And a lot of people talk about it, but you seem to have found out that everybody who talks about innovating doesn't always really mean it.
Well, that's the truth, Jim. Particularly in social media and blogs and even in well-respected magazines, we continually see these checklists of what you should do to innovate.
Right.
And the one thing that is true is that if you don't innovate, if you don't change, if you don't adapt, your company, no matter whether you're one person or 100,000, is not going to persist.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that companies are exaggerating. And what they mean by when they say everybody should innovate, so what they really mean is that give us your ideas. We really want to consider them because you're closer to the customer. At the same time, however, we really want to evaluate them carefully because if we don't do it in an organized manner, it's going to be chaos around here. And secondly, what we really mean is about innovation is that we want you to accept the changes when we do implement those innovations in our organization.
Hmm.
And those are the bottom line facts about the statement, everybody in our company needs to innovate.
Right. So there's an old saying that I learned from one of my mentors a long time ago. When he was telling me about these people that we were about to deal with, he said, well, they want us to be their partner, but they don't want to be our partner. It sounds like that's what you're saying. We want you to be innovative, and then we want you to accept whatever we call innovative.
Exactly, and that's important, Jim. Because let's face it, any employee who is client facing, internally or externally, has a responsibility to maintain the quality of the organization, and that means
mm-hmm.
doing the same thing in the same way day after day after day.
Right.
And if all of a sudden you give people license to innovate, they could be changing process, procedures, materials, whatever, and having a downstream effect, unintended consequences that could really ruin the experience for the customer.
So innovation is not the same thing as quality control, is it?
Because you have to consider quality.
The quality process is where people can make adjustments along the process, right? But that's not the same thing as innovation, is it?
Well, take a look at ISO, International Standards Organization
yep.
certification. It says that you have to improve. That's one of the elements of it. But at the same time, you have to document and control every single process within
mm-hmm.
within the organization so that you can produce a quality product reproducibly every single time. Now, they also have procedures for change. And every single suggestion for change or that is going to be taken seriously actually has to go through a committee and a process to make sure that it's done in an organized, orderly manner.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't do that, people could be changing things in slight ways that could change the customer experience.
So the front line discoveries become the seeds for innovation.
Yes.
And it's, that sounds a little bit like what you were saying in the beginning, that maybe that's the way people ought to think about it instead of being false about it. You know, say, give us your seeds of ideas, and we'll turn it into innovation as a team. Hold on to that thought. We'll come back and let Steve clear up all the mistakes I probably just made after this break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingham. I told you we'd get smarter when Steve joined us. Stay with us.
Pretty eye, pirate smile, your merry music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.